The word precious, oh, that's a sweet word. Someone is precious. Something of value is precious. Well, let's allow the Apostle Peter to speak about things that are precious. And that's today from the International Gospel Hour. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. We're so glad you've decided to listen to our program today. In a world of challenges, we need God's Word to help us face those challenges. Thank you for joining us in this period of Bible study with our speaker, Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour, a broadcast of the Churches of Christ. So let's listen today. Here's Jeff.
Well, greetings, everyone. So good to have you with us today for our broadcast from the International Gospel Hour. We're grateful for you tuning in and listening to us, whatever means you are using. Can I ask you a quick favor, and I do this from time to time? If it's convenient, would you give us a call at 855-444-6988? That's 855-444-6988, and just tell us where you're listening to our broadcast from. If you want to leave your name, that's fine, whatever you want to say, but let us know where you're listening to our broadcast. We are thrilled to see people from around the world and where they are listening to us and their interest in the things that be of God. Now, our beloved brother Jay Webb will tell you a few words here in a little bit about a free online video study and also our Bible study course by mail. We try to have a little bit for everyone, and he'll tell you about that throughout our broadcast. But as we begin, did you note the word precious? You know, I was talking about that word as we began, and you know, you look at the word precious and some meanings therein, and I'm digging a little deeper looking at that word biblically speaking. And I found the following additional thought via Vine's Expository Dictionary of New Testament Words that said it's a word that means the very end or limit, which means comes from the words meaning much revenue. It is a reference to price of the highest cost or extremely expensive. Well, biblically speaking, the word precious is used with the highest sense and especially used a number of times in the writings of 1 and 2 Peter. So today I want to talk about precious things from Peter, but before I do that, just a couple of things. First of all, special thanks to my friend and brother Mark Posey for the idea today via his exceptional work, Pulpit Preview, that we mention and use from time to time. We're grateful for the blessing of Pulpit Preview and Mark's grace, allowing us to use these as often as we'd like. Mark is an elder for the Lord's Church and the evangelist for the Winfield Church of Christ in Winfield, Alabama. And we're thankful for Mark and his good work. And next, here is that, well, shall I say, precious online study just for you. Here is our J. Webb.
Does It Matter? Is a free online video study. The most important question in all the world is, where will you go when you die? God has provided from the Bible all that one must know. Any questions about salvation, sin, and the church? They will be addressed from God's Word. May we send you the link and give it a try? Just call toll-free at 855-444-6988 and leave your name, email, and just say, Does It Matter? Again, call toll-free at 855-444-6988, and please leave your name, email, and just say, Does It Matter? You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, email, and type, Does It Matter? In the message blank. We will send the link right out to you.
Friends, let's talk about the precious Christ. 1 Peter 2 and verse 7. Therefore, to you who believe, he is precious. But to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. To these new Christians, Peter reminds them of the importance of the foundation, that being Jesus Christ. And Peter had preached such in Acts chapter 4, beginning with verse 10, when he said, Let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands here before you whole. This is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. The Apostle Paul as well, when he said in 1 Corinthians 3:11, "For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ." But let us also remember Paul's plea from 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 10, "Let every man take heed how he builds thereupon." Friend, how are you building upon the precious Christ? Second, how about his precious blood? From 1 Peter 1:18 and 19, "Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your vain conversation or aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." Think about the price that Jesus paid and the ransom price paid for you and I. Matthew 20:28, "Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many." Affirmed also in 1 Timothy 2 and verse 6, "Who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time." From Titus 2:14, "Who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us," paying the ransom price, "redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works." Oh, redeemed friends, how precious! He paid the ransom and purified those who are obedient through his precious blood. From the precious Christ, the precious blood, what about 1 Peter 2 verse 4, "A precious stone, coming to him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious." Well, friends, when you look at the newborn Christian, the babe, in 1 Peter 2, verses 1 and 2, here is one who desires the milk of the Word and grows thereby. Coming to him is a deep meaning defined to attach oneself to Christ, to embrace and partake of the blessings and benefits that he provides. You come to continue, and you continually come to the Lord, a living stone, built and walking on the foundation of God. Again, 1 Corinthians 3:10, "Take heed how we build." How about precious faith? 2 Peter 1 and verse 1. "Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ." How was the like precious faith brought forth? It was brought forth through the righteousness of God. And when we look at Romans 1, verses 16 and 17, the gospel is where the righteousness of God is revealed, and we are to become the servants of righteousness when we obey from the heart that form of doctrine, Romans 6, 17 and 18. That form of doctrine reflected in the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ from earlier in Romans 6, where one is dead in sin, one is buried in baptism and raised to walk in newness of life, the parallel of Jesus Christ, dying, buried, and resurrected. Now, does that mean if one is baptized, that's all it takes? Well, friends, you've got to believe, and when you have faith in God and repent of your sins and confess Christ, then you'll be like those in the Bible, ready to be baptized into Christ, to be added to his church. How about a precious trial of your faith? 1 Peter 1, verse 7. "That the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ." The trial of your faith. Well, is one's faith on trial? Well, yes. It is a troubled time. It's not troubling, it's troubled. Are we distressed? Well, yes, there are things that happen, but the Christian's faith is being proven or examined or approved to meet the trials and troubles ahead. I like to think of it this way. Instead of telling our God how big our troubles are, let us also make certain we're telling our troubles how big our God is. I mean, after all, from James 1, verses 2 through 4, the trying of one's faith will work patience or endurance. And it's much more precious than gold. And look what happens with gold when it's tried by fire or put over fire to take out its impurities. It's tested, it's heated, but it's for good. Well, how will our faith be found? Will it be praise, honor, and glory when Jesus returns? How about finally the precious promises? 2 Peter 1:4, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. All friends, the best given to us in Christ, and we can be partakers of what God continually gives. That is precious indeed. Partakers of promises, precious promises, that the Christian continues to partake and feed from. Friends, are these precious things we've talked about today, are they part of your life? We want you to think on these things, and I tell you what, how about our free Bible course by mail? Here is our J-Web to help you with the details of how you can continue to study this great material by mail.
Our well-received Bible study course by mail is available to everyone absolutely free. Would you like to try it? All you do is call us toll-free at 855-444-6988 and leave your name, address, and just say home study. That's it. That's all you have to do. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, address, and type home study in the message box. At your own pace, you can study the Bible in your own home. Again, it's free. Give it a try, and it's from your friends here at International Gospel Hour.
My friends, how precious was this study today? Great study from the books of 1 and 2 Peter of the things that are indeed precious. Friends, would you be a partaker of the precious things of God? If we can be of help to you in your studies or seeking the things that be of God, reach out to us at internationalgospelhour.com. And thank you for joining me today for our studies, and we'll do it again at another time. Thanks again for joining me. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening today. May this study prompt your search of God's Word for His will in your life. To assist you in your study or to listen to our other programs, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com. To God be the glory.
God be with you.